News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Government ministers must use St. Patrick's Day visits to the US to highlight the dangerous impact of authoritarian shifts in the Trump administration. That's the call from Carol Balfe, CEO of ActionAid. Carol, what should ministers be saying to their counterparts across the US on their St. Patrick's Day visits?
Good morning, Jonathan, and thanks for having me
on. It's Shane here actually talking to you.
Sorry, Shane. Good morning, Shane. So I think obviously we know that this isn't a business as usual St. Patrick's Day, and I think the world is watching in alarm as we see, you know, some of the really worrying things that the Trump administration has done. And in the space of just 3 months, we have seen a massive attack on efforts to combat climate change, on efforts to combat global poverty, and on multilateralism as a whole, and really dangerous threats towards Gaza and Ukraine and actions in those areas. So we're urging Irish ministers to make sure that we're calling this out. We do welcome the fact that the Taoiseach has clearly said he will raise Palestine and Ukraine. But also we do need to look at the wider range of things that's happening here. We've seen absolutely devastating cuts to US aid, its overseas foreign assistance, which has a really brutal impact on the world's poor. And we've seen a really dangerous rollback of climate commitments. And the climate crisis cannot be solved without a global effort, particularly without the involvement of one of the largest emitters of greenhouse gases. So we are seeing this as a profound shift in the US, and we have to call out what really is an authoritarian shift that will have really brutal impact.
We're going to come across as hectoring and lecturing, aren't we, if we do that?
I mean, I think we have to take a stand, and we are in this position where, you know, these things have happened that will have such a huge impact that we have to call this out. And there is this fear.
What end, though, Carol? Will it do any good whatsoever? It'll certainly alienate Ireland and Irish issues. Will it do any good?
I mean, it's unlikely it's going to change the mind of the Trump administration. I think we know that. But we are fighting for a world here that is based on human rights and international solidarity and multilateralism. And we have to be one of those voices that will step up to the plate. Ireland has done this consistently with Gaza. We have been unafraid to call out our values. And we're not seeing enough opposition to Trump. We're seeing too much, you know, how do we handle this? How do we not make him mad? We need to really call out what is happening because the world's community needs this. I mean, if you look at the...
But if it's not going to do any good and it could harm our own interests, is there an argument that says, actually, we shouldn't do this?
I mean, I think we have to look at what will harm global interests. And if the world continues to not call out what is happening, we will have no global action on climate change, no global action on fighting poverty. We have to reclaim these spaces. I mean, even with Gaza just over the weekend, electricity has now been cut off and going into the Gaza Strip.
I know, we know that. And I'm not in any way justifying some of the things Trump has said or done. But I suppose the argument is, he's not going to change because we go over and say, oh, this is wrong and you really should be doing X, Y and Z. He's not going to change. In fact, it'll probably get his back up more and it'll only alienate Ireland and our own interests. I mean, it could do us damage and do no good.
I mean, I think President Trump has a particular view about Ireland that, you know, I think we probably have little ability to shape either way. And he's doing what he wants anyway, regardless of what people say and are doing. And we, you know, if everybody in the world says we won't call this out because we don't want to upset and we want to protect our self-interest, we will end up with a highly fragmented authoritarian world with no global solidarity, with no global action. We appreciate this is really difficult diplomatically. There's no question about that. And there are risks with it, but there are already risks to the world if we don't say anything and we allow the rollback of human rights, of women's rights, of climate action to happen, and we don't put out our voice as calling for something different. The world will be more dangerous. It will be hotter. We will have more droughts. We will have more floods. More people will die. We know the impact of US cuts is going to be, is already absolutely profound. One of the largest most richest donors has overnight cut their funding by and large with massive impacts. So, you know, it just becomes this case of when do you stand up to a bully and when do you say the global implications of this will be so huge.
But,
but
you're not just restricting the global. I mean, you're talking about some of the domestic policies. You're talking about his policies on gender equality. I have to say, if Americans came over here and told us certain policies that were domestic here were you know, that they weren't happy with them, I think I'd sort of say it's none of your business, lads.
Well, we're actually talking about the women's rights implications globally, because within the cuts of US aid, one of the things that they are adamant about is that there will be no support to women's reproductive rights globally. And we know that 214 million women and girls don't have access to contraception that they need. And that leads to about 84% of unwanted pregnancies globally. So it is actually a global implication on women's rights. And for those that have had their funding cut, one of the reasons that they've had to justify is that they're not doing anything in relation to gender identity. And also the climate crisis is highly gendered. The majority of those displaced, 80% displaced during the climate crisis, are women. The majority are killed. More women are killed.
Okay, we do have to leave it there. Cara Balfe, CEO of ActionAid, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Should we go over and tell them what's what? Is that the best policy? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.